You have reached an oasis in the desert of sin. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Joel. Blow the bugle blast in Sion. Sound the alarm on my sacred hill, till the citizens all tremble. For the Eternal's day is coming. Here it is, near it is. A dark day in a shroud, a day of fog and cloud. Here comes a huge host in power, blackening the hills. The like of it has never been, the like of it never shall be for years upon years to come. Before them, fire devouring. Behind them, flames ablazing. Before them, the land lies like an Eden paradise. Behind them, it is a desolate desert, for nothing escapes them. They look like horses. They run like war horses, as chariots rattle. They leap on the hilltops, like flames that crackle, consuming the straw, like a vast army in battle array. Hearts are in anguish before them. All faces turn pale. They charge like warriors. They advance like fighters, each on his own track. No tangling of paths. None pushes his fellow. Each follows his own line. They burst through, weapons unbroken. They rush on the city, rush over the walls, climb into the houses, and enter the windows like thieves. At their advance, the land is quaking. The heavens are shaking. Sun and moon are dark. The stars have ceased to shine, and the Eternal thunders in front of his army. A mighty host is his, and strong are they who execute his orders. For the Eternal's day is great and awful. Who can face it? Yet even now, the Eternal promises, turn to me with all your heart, fasting, weeping, mourning, come broken-hearted, not with garments torn, and turn to the Eternal One, your God. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to be angry, rich in love, and ready to relent. Who knows but he will again relent and leave a blessing behind him, that you may have sacrifices and libations to offer to the Eternal One, your God. Blow a bugle blast in Sion. Arrange a fast. Assemble a gathering. Summon the people. Arrange an assembly. Gather the old men and collect the children, the very infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his chamber. Let the bride her bower. And let the priests, the Eternal's ministers, weep loud between the altar and the porch, crying, Eternal One, O spare thy people! Leave not thy heritage to be taunted, to be a byword among pagans. Why should the nations sneer, where is their God? Then the Eternal was stirred on behalf of his land, in pity for his people. The Eternal replied to his people, I will now send you corn and wine and oil, till you have ample. I will not leave you again to be taunted by pagans. And the foe from the north I will drive out, thrusting him into a waste dry land, his van to the sea on the east, and his rear to the sea on the west, till he rots and the stench of him rises. Fear not, O land, rejoice and be glad, for the Eternal has done great things. Fear not, O beasts of the land, for new grass covers the pastures of the downs. The trees bear fruit, the fig tree and the vine are fertile. O sons of Sion, be glad, rejoice in the Eternal One, your God. For the early rain he has given you amply, the winter rain he has poured upon you, and sent the latter rain as of old. The threshing floor shall be full of grain, the troughs shall overflow with wine and oil. I will make up to you for the years that the locusts ate, the locusts, lopping, swarming, leaping, and devouring, that huge host I sent among you. So shall you eat and be satisfied, and praise the Eternal One your God, who has dealt with you so wondrously. 'Twill teach you that I am within Israel, that I, the Eternal, am your God alone, and never again shall my people be derided. Then shall it be that I pour out my Spirit on all. Your sons and daughters shall be inspired. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even upon your slaves, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And I will display portents on earth and in the sky. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the coming of the Eternal's day, that great and awful day. But every worshipper of the Eternal shall be saved, for Sion Hill shall hold those who escape, as the Eternal has declared, and the fugitives whom the Eternal calls shall be inside Jerusalem. You've been listening to What Lies Ahead from the Book of Joel.